it's a combination of a review, an ongoing review that we've been undertaking as results developed during the season. After a lengthy, very open and honest, frank and honourable discussion with Carl, we decided that support was needed. He sought that support. So we sat down and mapped out the sort of support that he would need and would appreciate. We talked to a couple of people on that short list that we drew up between ourselves. And after a fairly intense couple of weeks, we finalised a deal with Gary, which we were happy to announce today.
And this is the big change here. As you and I have talked about this over the past few months since Dean Ryan's departure and this season has started, you and the club have maintained you didn't need a director of rugby. So what has changed?
Well, the reality of it is that all clubs have got different definitions of what a director of rugby does. When Dean Ryan was here, he had a very clear operating model which had him up front and centre and the most senior person in the equation. When he left at fairly short notice, you'll recall pre-season, we were left in a position where we had a coaching and management structure in place which we decided to trust and take as our model going forward. The reality of it is that in this brutal league, there is no hiding place when things aren't going well, and things weren't going the best with the dual leadership structure that we had. We went to the sole leadership with Carl, and Carl was honest enough to admit that it was a big job to take him away from just being head coach to have a broader overview of the department, put a stress on everything at a time when we weren't performing on the pitch. And as you know, results and performance on the pitch is key to all happiness in this game. So after that very frank discussion that we had over the post-Christmas period, it was decided that this was in fact the best option for the business, regardless of who had said what and who had taken what position. It's a fluid, dynamic situation, and we are where we are now.
So what needs to happen immediately? I mean, what is top of Gary's list?
I think it'll be a galvanising of the team. Players like certainty. They like a strong voice from leadership. I'm not saying they haven't been getting that from Carl and Nick previously. But I think Gary has a proven track record at club and international rugby. He has a track record of turning teams and clubs around. So we believe that fresh voice is what's required from now until the end of the season.
And as far as other positions go, Carl Hogg remains with the club and a vital part of the coaching staff?
Eloquently put. Yes, he does.
Okay. And fans have been concerned, I suppose, with the results. You must have been concerned as well, Jim. There's still plenty of season to go. Are you confident you can turn things around?
Yes, I am.
As far as people in the frame went, I mean, there was a ripple of excitement when Richard Cockle was released from Leicester. Was anyone else ever in the frame for this?
Wouldn't really want to go through the short list of people that we had confidential discussions with. All people need to know is that we've arrived at a very happy solution where Gary was top of the list of people that we did speak to and came through that selection process with flying colours.
And he starts Monday.
He starts at 8 o'clock on Monday morning.
Okay, and so as you say, the next job, the first Premiership game back, I think, is on the 11th. Is it of February?
Saracens on the 11th.
Yeah.
And I'm fully expecting all the people who've had plenty to say about what we should be doing will now come out and support us and Gary in the next stage of our campaign.
I'm sure they will. The point is that I guess he realises, having experience at Bath and Newcastle and London Irish too, the brutality of this league, and if Sarries and then Chiefs at home back in the Premiership, he's got his work cut out.
He has, but you know, playing Chiefs and Sarries in the Premiership is better than playing Doncaster or Nottingham in the Championship. So he'll be up for it. The boys will be up for it, and all of the backroom staff will be as well.